Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show, the number one hair and beauty radio show worldwide, and the longest running hair and beauty radio show.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Gary Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapi Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Flying high upon the wings of
when you become successful, everybody wants you to be successful till you're successful.
That's right.
Then once you're successful, everybody wants to tear you down. They want to tear down a performance. They want to tear down what you said. They want to criticize you here. They want to find a bad thing to say about you. So you got to just keep walking.
Mm.
And your self-worth has to be strong enough that when everybody's trying to attack you, because they want to be you, and the only way they can be you is they rip you.
Mm.
And you have to be strong enough to take those attacks. You've just got to be strong enough. And when you're strong enough...
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Hi, everybody. It's Kerry Hines, and it's all about celebrating the Hair Radio Morning Show. It was first broadcast as the Hair Radio Show back in 1995 on AM and FM, and then it turned into an early morning edition daily on Blog Talk. It started back on Monday, January 5th, 2015, where we've been parked ever since, airing 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern weekdays. So here we are, marching towards 1,000 episodes. We are the most recorded hair and beauty talk radio program in broadcast history. The Hair Radio Morning Show is carried throughout the world by our amazing broadcasting partners. No one does it better than Hair Radio. So wake up, join me, Kerry Hines, Nicole Marie, and Michael Hopkins for the best call-in live hair and beauty talk. We are all about hair, beauty, and community. Stay with us.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of The Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand, completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. That means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the Black community can own Black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in Black neighborhoods, and Black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a Black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the Black hair care products that only Black people use, and they are not owned by Black people. So I've issued the Black-owned hair care challenge. just asking everyday folks to say, hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-owned Hair Care Challenge. And tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy Black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a Black-owned company.
I'm here to tell you all about JustSalonTowels.com and their amazing bleach-proof, bleach-resistant towels. Just Salon Towels specializes in bleach-proof towels, which means that this is the only type of towel your beauty shop, hair salon, nail salon, or spa will ever need. We know that many of the hairstylists and hair colorists use bleach to wash their salon towels to remove any dye. Just Salon Towels are dyed with a special process which makes them highly resistant to fading that's caused by exposure to bleach. And this will solve that problem, as they are bleach resistant. The color stays vibrant for a much longer time. The Just Salon Towels bleach-proof, bleach-resistant towels are made out of quality 100% ring-spun cotton and are available in 8 colors to match your salon style. Order today at JustSalonTowels.com. Again, that's JustSalonTowels.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? Not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in Black women, and Dr. Yolanda Ragland is the first Black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this Black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com. Providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
All right, Keisha McAllister, or shall I say, hey, hey, hey. Mm-hmm. And it's so great to have, yes, it's great to have you back on today's broadcast. And I really wanted to do something special. Again, Keisha McAllister, all the way from wonderful Fairfield, California. So 3,000 miles away from us right here in New York. Yes, on the Radio Morning Show. And so you're always great with Ask a Hairstylist. And I really wanted today to be about a special summer edition. And I thought that you would be just fantastic. We've got some questions from our fans, from folks who have listened to you, who tune into the broadcast. And so I'm super excited to roll on in. What are you thinking about that summer talk?
Sounds like a plan. We're getting close to summer, and people need to figure out what to do with their hair and what will work. And this is what I do. I'm a hairstylist.
Okay. So listen, let us roll on in and, with our first. We have Keisha, but Keisha, actually, she writes in. We have Ada, and she writes in, hi, Keisha, is what she says. Her name is Ada from Birmingham, Alabama. Again, a place I have visited. The premiere shows, you guys were shouting them out. What she said is that summertime there in Alabama is full of humidity. Okay. Mm-hmm. And she says it's very harsh on her hair. And any tips to keep it from feeling sweaty is what she says. She's natural. So, okay. We're going to ask again. She's in Birmingham, just like New York. We, you know, in the summertime, we have problems with trying to avoid the humidity, super high humidity, probably a little different than where you are in California. So, but any tips, Keisha, on what you could tell Ada that she could do?
Well, here in California, Ada, thank you so much for your question. Here in California, we have very dry heat. So when we actually do have some humidity, we're all standing around looking crazy at each other trying to figure it out.
Yes.
But for Birmingham, I have been in some of that Birmingham heat and that humidity.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah.
I try to, because I'm not a doctor, I always ask my clients, okay, well, what's your sugar intake? because sugar makes people sweat a lot. All that sugar makes you sweat a lot. The other thing I would consider is the thickness or density of her hair. And for the summer, it might be easier to go into a braided style, something that is controlled where her scalp can actually get some air.
These are the things that I promote even for my clients.
Because if you're not good with your own hair, but you need something to do with it and you have a lot of it, and now we're coming up on summertime, I would suggest some sort of either braided style, a crochet. Crochets might be equally as heavy, but you'll still have access to your scalp. So with those styles, you're able to pull them, you know, either in pigtails or pull it up in a bun, something that will let your scalp be aerated.
Absolutely.
Drink plenty of water. But the thing about humidity is, you know, we can't fight the environment, but you can control your hair.
Oh, I love that. Great advice, Keisha McAllister. Ask a hairstylist today. I agree. And that was great advice for Ada. I think to me, when I think of, you know, sweating, or let's pick a nice fancy word, perspiration. when we think of perspiration and all of that, I think keeping your hair clean, your scalp clean rather, and hydration, I just think naturally will help with that. I do. I think awesome advice. Absolutely awesome advice, Keisha. Good job. All right. And you see, yeah, this is something a little different than the dry heat. The dry heat has its challenges too, right?
Mm-hmm. It definitely does. We all, you know, I think in summertime, Black women or women of color are always trying to figure out what we're going to do with our hair. Because it has to manage a corporate setting. It has to manage sometimes home. It depends on the setting we're in, the environment we're in. So it's things that we do have to consider.
Always great advice. Okay, now we have one from a question coming from Katie. Katie is out in Portland, Oregon. So she's on the West Coast, up from you, of course, in California. She's up in Oregon. And what she says, it's one that I can relate to. It's about leave-in conditioner. She's like asking the difference. What's the big difference between those conditioners that you can leave in versus the ones that you might want to rinse out? And this is one I can certainly relate to, this question. But any advice you might want to talk about? And do you have any of the favorite types of conditioners that you prefer? Please, we want to hear. So, Keisha McAllister, what would you say to Miss Katie out in Portland?
Hello, Katie out in Portland. The thing about leave-in conditioners, I think it really depends on your hair texture and what you're planning to do with your hair. The thing about people who wear their hair straight, the leave-in conditioners can sometimes be too heavy or can end up feeling kind of sticky or like a residue on the hair. And when you go to apply heat to that hair, now you're cooking the hair. So it's really best to consider what is it that you are planning to do with your hair. Leave-in conditioners are really good for people who wear their hair natural, for folks who may wear hair pieces or weave, because they're not over-manipulating their hair. But I do believe leave-in conditioners are more so for natural thickness.
And I'm going to weigh in and just raise my hand on that one, Keisha McAllister, because you're absolutely, it's exactly what I have discovered for myself. I use our own, we of course, at Carafee, which you guys know is our original house brand at Hair Radio, K-E-R-R-A-P-Y, you know that we have the traditional conditioner that you rinse out, of course. But we also have, from our Moisture 100 line, we have the Carapi Leave-In Conditioner. And let me tell you something, I'm my biggest fan of it. I love it. I absolutely love it because what it does, it definitely keeps your hair moisturized and avoids my hair. And it really, and I don't feel that it has like a heavy film or anything like that. I love the way it leaves my hair. And it's a part of a regular regimen that I use to keep my hair hydrated. Remember, hydrated and then moisturized. So that's kind of what I live in that space. And I think that you guys will kind of feel the same way. So I had to take that one a little bit. But that's my way in on it. And, you know, I think it's great. And I think you gave great advice. I think to me it does seem a little bit that it leans very helpful for natural hair folks. I think perhaps a little bit with the natural hair textures. But great advice. Okay, Keisha. So, but I love it. I absolutely love it. So please, we already have folks who support us with the Carapi Moisture 100 Leave-In Conditioner. I always say, Keisha, you can use both. You can use our traditional and the leave-in. So good to keep in mind.
Yeah, it's just how you use it, how you work it. And it's going to depend on the client and, it's, you know, depending on the hair.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, if you've just joined us, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. It's so great to have you guys with us. Joining me today, as you guys know, she's with us often. She comes to us all the way out in Fairfield, California. That's 3,000 miles away. I'm here in Brooklyn, New York. And you guys have gotten to know her well. Of course, we're talking about Miss Keisha McAllister. Again, good morning.
Hey, Carrie. How are you?
Yeah.
Good morning.
We are doing just fantastic. We've been covering a special summer edition, if you will, of Ask a Hairstylist, where we're, you know, it's you know, getting into that time of the year where parts of the country, and this year, I've got to say, it's been wacko weather, I call it. Wherever you are in this country, it's been wacko weather. And so, so a lot of us are finding that we have to have different types of hair needs that didn't quite exist, you know, years back. So just today is all about that. And I'm so happy to be getting into some of these questions today with none other than Miss Keisha McAllister. So, Keisha, I've got another question or comment. Let's see. Ooh, this is a good one. Okay. His name is Robert, and he's out in the Aurora, Colorado area, so outside of Denver. I've been to Aurora. And what Robert says, now he is a salon owner, and he's considering this. So this is your pro tip today. He's considering, and I don't know if I've ever heard of this either. It's called a no-tip salon. Ooh, that's a deep one.
No tip.
So he's saying that he wants to cut out, he's considering cutting out tipping at all to anybody. So making it so that the clients can come in and get their services, pay for their fees, and go. And maybe that'll give him an edge. I don't know. That's really, I've never heard of a no-tip salon. But what are your thoughts on it? This is a good one. Mr. Robin, out in Aurora.
Well, I'm not. Maybe I'm struggling with it. A no-tip salon, people would come in and pay for their services anyway. So does he mean he's going to raise the price of the services so he's not, you know, so his
well,
his,
and
so
he
his
didn't go
in
a whole bunch of detail. He didn't go into a whole bunch of detail what I'm looking at here, but what I'm guessing and thinking is that I've heard now they have other things like restaurants and stuff that are no-tip restaurants where I've heard of that here on the East Coast. But the no-tip salon is a novel idea. Now, he's in the Midwest. Oh, not Midwest. Well, that's Central.
Yeah,
Denver. Somewhat, I guess. But here's the thing on that. I find it fascinating because maybe he's not looking to raise the prices. I don't know. But do you need to raise the prices? I think it's just perhaps it could be a marketing ploy just to get the people to come in and save, because oftentimes they're tipping 15, 20, 20% of the services, maybe more. And so and that might be figured into the stylist income. So,
well, that's the thing.
I don't know.
That's the thing, Carrie. Not everybody tips. They just show up for their appointment.
Well, hold it. Did
and
you just say not everybody even tips to begin with?
Not everybody tips, no.
They just get up and walk out?
They pay for their service and then make their next appointment and go.
And how do you feel about that?
You made your next appointment. I'll see you next time.
No, I just think it's interesting.
Because you have a lot of people.
No.
Because you have a lot of people who give a big tip and you won't see them for a year.
Ooh.
Right. You won't see them for a year, year and a half. So that's why I'm asking. Maybe he's raising the price, like leveling the price. So he's not. So his stylists aren't contingent or waiting for a tip, looking to see if that's going to be a part of their, you know, of their service.
Yeah.
So, you know, I get it. I do get it. If that's what he's doing, then he's kind of factoring the tip into the service, which,
and,
you know.
And it makes it sound good to the client, like, oh, I don't have to leave a tip. Where they're really paying the tip anyway.
Right. It's included in the service. So, you know, I get it. I do.
Well,
get
have
that
you ever? I've never heard of that kind of a salon. Have you heard of a no-tip salon?
No, I've never heard of it, but I understand why he might be doing it.
Mm. Wow.
Especially
is that
this time of year. This time of year is tough for hairdressers and for creative people. The first part of the year. I don't know why that is. Like right until Easter, it's. People are, I guess, they're trying to figure the year out or whatever.
Okay. Well, so this is interesting. Okay. So,
follow up and see how it works out.
That's what I was going to ask you. Do you give Robert a thumbs up or a thumbs down on that no tip idea?
You know what? I have to say I'm impartial because I really don't have any feelings about it, really, because I understand why he's doing it, and then I've been on the other side where people tip all the time. So I'd just be interested to see what happens in the next 6 months.
All right. Well, so would we.
Yeah, I'd be interested to follow up.
Robert, if you are listening, go for it. You just go for it. And I have to give you a thumbs up as well. It sounds a little off-putting at first, but, you know, I think it could lure in some clients. I do. I do think because I think that there's some clients who may wrestle with the idea of tipping. And I think that if they have the perception, if our clients and your clients that you're servicing, have the idea that they are saving money or that it's something that they don't have to sit and calculate and all this kind of stuff, I think it might be appealing. We might actually really bring this whole notion of the no-tip salon everywhere. So his shop is out in Colorado, but wouldn't that be nice if we could think about it? So I'd love to hear from you guys out there on this. I really would.
Yeah,
I think
it'll be different types of salons that will be able to manage that type of management.
Okay. Wow.
But the thing about people or Yeah, the thing about people is they think that hairstylists already make $1 million. So a lot of times they don't think you need the money.
So that, especially if you happen to be the owner as well.
Right. Especially that. And they don't realize, you know, well, we have PG&E here, but he's got electricity to pay. You know, he's got services and to pay. And if it's a big salon, then he's probably, you know, it's probably expensive. So if he's including that in the services, then that takes care of his salon. And then on top of that, it's like if the client wants to tip that particular stylist, then that's up to the client.
Now, that's interesting. See, that's where I think that it can get a little murky. I think that if you are running a no-tip salon, and if everybody knows this and it's well presented on placards all throughout the shop and all of that, and everybody knows you're a no-tip salon, they really shouldn't tip, because then it might be unfair, because you may have it that your staff, that you guys are sharing from a pool. You may have it all kinds of additional things that you're doing that we may not know. So it might be a little unfair to still tip. I don't think, I would say no tipping. If it's no tipping, it's no tipping. And I don't know if I tiptoe around that.
Well, no. I mean, the thing about it is, how do you address it being a no tip salon? Do you place that on the wall? Or are you just raising your prices or changing your service menu?
Well, see, that's the thing. I would follow what you said. If this were my shop, I would accommodate the prices in my menu items, my price list. I would also make it very, trust me, you say it a few times and word gets around real quick about not having to tip or not paying anything additional. You don't think folks are going to remember that real quick? They will, and it'll also get around real fast. But to me, I would utilize it as a – I would do like Robert. I would use it as a sales type tip or marketing tip to bring in new clients. And I would also incorporate a little bit of what you said, because I literally would incorporate – I take all that stuff and consider – and adding that on into my pricing. I mean, that's just me. But I'm loving this conversation today on the Hair Radio Morning Show. My very special guest, Keisha McAllister, and this very special summer edition of Ask a Hairstylist. Great talk. I like it, Keisha. I'm enjoying this. Okay, good stuff. You're just enjoying me talking to you today, Keisha McAllister. Okay. Well, listen, the last question here comes to us from someone in my neck of the woods in New York, but they're in New York upstate in Albany. Her name is Alexa, I guess like the voice device thing. Alexa says, this is easy for you. She says, is summer different than fall care for your hair? Okay. Is summer different than fall care? And I think it touches on what we led in with today. What are your thoughts, Ms. Hairstylist? What are your thoughts today?
Well, I think if you're already in a routine of hair care, then it'll probably just be styling. That may be the difference if you're already taking care of your hair. If you are not taking care of your hair, then you need to find a stylist or a chair to sit in to help you get into a rhythm or, you know, to take care of your hair. Now, summer on the East Coast is humid, and fall on the East Coast is also humid until the weather breaks.
Right.
So something else. So it's hard to say. You know, it's almost how you really have to pay attention to the weather or how your body reacts to the weather. And if the summer care was about moisture and, emollients and, you know, keeping your hair and your scalp clean and things like that, then that's what you should still do for the fall and winter. But I encourage you to find a chair, a stylist to sit with, even if you go sit with them once a month, to get a routine or plan for your hair. That's what I would suggest.
Alexa, okay, from Albany, New York. Okay, well, I tell you, thank you so much for that, Keisha. So listen, just in kind of putting a wrap-up of this for today. So summer care, you do need to pay a little bit of attention. And like I said, between the two of us, we cover both sides of the country. So this
right?
We literally have everybody in between us. So this is really a great conversation to have. And folks are always looking when the seasons start to change, what do they need to do to their hair? I say keep it right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Tune in and catch Keisha for the very next Ask a Hairstylist right here. Yes. Okay. All right, folks. Keisha, thanks so much. Keisha McAllister, thanks again. We appreciate it. Great job. Okay. You got it.
This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hunt.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Terry Hunt.
May your tribe increase. May your feet always point toward Mecca. And may happiness hound you like a tax collector. And whether you love wisely or foolishly, may you always love. Okay, let's start dancing before I do something stupid. I cry. May your tribe increase.
Lions don't hang out with hyenas. They don't. Lions hang out with lions. Because a lion only hangs out with other lions, then the standard for a lion is being a lion. The issue with us and success sometimes is that we don't intentionally hang around people who are what we want to be. We just don't do it. If we can understand the importance of the proximity to excellence, well, then the standard becomes excellent. Oftentimes, we get advice from a friend or a family member or somebody that we know who never even been in the space that we want to go. This is about the power of proximity. Most of us don't understand the importance of closing the gap to excellence. Like, we got to get closer to excellence. When you're around excellence, then you think excellent and you produce excellence in everything that you do. The expectation for you is excellent. Sometimes we listen to people who want us to win, but not more than they win themselves. So you get advice from people about being successful, but the undertone of it is jealousy and envy. That's not the direction that we need to go. Close the gap to excellence, hang out with lions. Surround yourself with people who have identity traits that you want to work for. Excellence is always a proximity issue. Get around it.
Try your favorite scented candles at Divine Energy Luxury Candles. I'm Carrie Hines. Divine Energy Luxury Candles create an unmatchable ambiance and can immediately enhance your mood. They offer an array of original scents made with coconut soy, hand-poured love. Fill your home and soothe your senses today. Order from DivineEnergyCandles.com.
In November 2022, researchers found out that women who use chemicals in their hair, such as hair relaxers, are likely to develop uterine cancer. At Heal & Go, we pride ourselves as the producers of all-natural hair care products. We use all-natural organic ingredients in our products to ensure a chemical-free process. Visit our website at www.healandgo.com. to read about all our products and their uses. Again, our website is www.heelngo.com.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I have a very special guest joining us today for the very first time. She's from New York, and I have to say, she's got a lot going on here, and you're going to find out all about it. It is my great honor to welcome Miss Monet Everett. Now, she is a celebrity hairstylist and founder of the Texture Style Awards. We're going to find out all about it on today's broadcast. Listen, welcome aboard. Welcome, Monet.
Good morning, Carrie. Good morning. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Absolutely. Well, listen, we want to jump right on in. We're going to talk a little bit about what goes into being a celebrity hairstylist, if I can get the word out today. So I want to talk about that. But first, you have a couple things going on that's really big news for our fans. You have an incredible event coming up that I certainly want to get into. And it's right here in my backyard in New York City. And also, you're doing something out there in the way of education and information with classes. So we've got a lot to get into this morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So, Monet, let's jump on in. Now, first, let's get the business out of the way, so to speak. Let's talk about your upcoming event. What can you tell everybody about it?
I'm so excited that Texture Style Awards are back for 2023. It's just such this amazing competition. It's the first and only award show dedicated to celebrating all four hair textures and the artists who slay them. That's straight hair, wavy hair, curly hair, and coily hair. Mm. So that's the fun part on its face. But behind the scenes, it's really a diversity and inclusion initiative created to show the beauty in all hair textures, but also to help hairstylists with different educational and skills allow them to be put in positions to get the attention of brands, celebrities, media, correspondents. So many artists ask me, Monet, how did you become a celebrity hairstylist? And I'm like, I had the basics. A lot of people don't know the things that go on behind the scenes for how these artists are able to turn themselves into businesses and brands. Texture Style Awards starts you on your way to make sure that you are able to do what you'd like to do beyond the chair.
And why is that so important to share that information out there, Monet?
Well, remember when we were all on punishment during COVID and none of us could leave our house?
First off, I didn't even know that was possible.
But the world seemed like it was crumbling around us, and so many things were pointed out, including racial bias and misogyny and the beauty industry. And I really had to sit back and think, what can I do to help? And I realized it's more than people not being given opportunities. Many people are not trained and don't know what to do with the opportunities. They don't understand there's so many foundational skills needed outside of being able to style hair. So one of those foundational skills are being able to style all hair textures. It really saddens me, Carrie, when I see so many artists that can only do one or two hair textures and they're not able to do other types or care for other types of hair. I mean, Carrie, we're professionals, aren't we?
Exactly.
We need to be able to do all hair textures.
Absolutely. Wow. Well,
yeah.
I'm loving this. So the Texture Style Awards, and again, this is, like you said, four hair textures. You're going to cover the span, the spectrum in that, and I think that is absolutely amazing. So now, when is this? Remind everybody again the dates and all that wonderful good stuff.
So the Texture Style Awards ceremony is live in New York on August 13th. You can submit your entries by June 30th. And one thing that people love about my competition is you don't have to have professional photography. You can take your own images of your own models in front of a solid background like a white wall or a piece of construction paper or a brick wall. You just enter into the different categories. There are 10 categories. They're straight, wavy, curly, and coily. You can choose up style or down style for professionals, and that's 8 categories. 2 categories for students. That's the up style category and the down style category. But here's the thing. Sometimes artists would like to try other hair textures than they're accustomed to, but they don't have the know-how. So we've got classes for you live and in person in New York City in May and June. We'll be focusing on each of the hair textures, but let me tell you, here's the thing. My sponsors really came for this education hard. We are giving away over $250 in products and tools in the gift bags for coming to the classes. They want to make sure you are well equipped to take care of all hair textures. Can I share who my amazing sponsors are?
Absolutely. Please, we insist.
Oh, my goodness. Let me tell you, I got the good, good sponsors. I have WeDad, Curls, Wet Brush, and BioIonic. Those are our gold and platinum sponsors. Then we have Moroccan Oil, Biolage, yes. Raw Luxury by Lauren, Read the Tees, Aveda Arts and Sciences, and Social Art House. These
and guess
are
what?
Life
you can add therapy to that list, my brand. I'll send you out some wonderful discount coupons and all that wonderful good stuff for our product line as well, just to say
oh,
thank
wonderful.
You. Oh, wonderful. Nice?
Wonderful. That would be amazing.
Absolutely. So this sounds amazing to me, I have to say. So the event, what's been the feedback from the stylists? What have you been hearing? And how are they coming along with their preparation and all of that?
Oh, they are so excited. So many people couldn't believe that I launched this in 2021. We had 350
wow.
entries, but
wow.
more importantly,
amazing.
we had 27,000 public votes of people who cared about who won this competition, 27,000. I kept saying, wow, this count must be wrong, and it wasn't. We have our own dedicated platform for you to apply to, texturestyleawards.com. So I'm saying that to say I'm not sitting here counting likes and follows on Instagram. Those are cool, but we have our own platform.
Exactly.
Artists are reaching out now saying that they're getting their models together. They're asking me, oh, Monet, I don't know what to do. I can't afford a photographer. And I'm reassuring them that's fine because you don't have to have a photographer.
I
had a great
said that, I almost fell out of my chair. First of all, I love it. And I'll tell you why. We're at a different phase now. We're at a different place, if you will, you know, with regards to all that and promotions and so forth. Everybody is used to seeing images from the phones. It's become acceptable in every
exactly.
which way. So this is
yeah.
something, and you're also saving the stylist money. They don't always
yeah.
have those kind of funds to just, you know, hire a professional photographer. And trust me, I think
exactly.
pictures, I know.
yeah.
So,
yeah, it's
yeah,
an undertaking.
Absolutely. Two thumbs up to you for that. So outstanding. So now texturestyleawards.com, that's where we want to send folks to find out all about this. I'm super, super hyped. And the other thing
yes.
I want to, right? Go ahead, please. I don't want to interrupt you there.
So, yes, that's where you're going to go to find out all the information. I had a young lady ask such a great question yesterday about how to map out her mood board. She really wanted to put some effort into her entry. And my recommendations to her were to look through images that you like. Pinterest is a great place. Instagram.
Yes.
There are so many online overseas publications of hairstyles. Decide
yes.
what you like and you don't like about the style. Decide
mm-hmm.
what texture of hair you want to create the style in. And then decide the shape of the hair. And that is a great starting point.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you guys a hint. Most hairstyles are either round, triangle, square, or rectangular. Make sure
mm-hmm.
that shape is in and it is symmetrical. That's the most important thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and also, if you're trying to decide which category to submit your entry in, it is not the hair texture you begin with. It is the hair texture you end with. So if you start with a client and she has naturally coily hair, or as many people like to say, natural hair, and you decide you want to straighten that hair, you want to give it a great blow dry and then put an updo, you're going to enter her into the straight up style category.
Uh-huh.
If your client naturally has straight hair and you want to add some waves to that, now she's in the wavy category. You can put her in the wavy down style or wavy up style category. We want to celebrate your creativity. We're not telling you what to do. We want to be in awe when you present to us the beautiful work that you've created.
Ah, the finished product. Oh, I'm loving it. Okay. Now, when you mentioned about the winners and that they're able to, you know, be taking advantage of the folks that you guys have, you have a lot of amazing partners who will be doing all kinds of things. I also want to toss in the Hair Radio Morning Show. We want to carry some of those incredible winners. They're invited to come here and
do interviews
and talk about your incredible event, the Texture Style Awards. We want them to come here and tell us about their experience. Absolutely.
Amazing. I mean, just amazing. It will be wonderful to have them. They will, once they win, they'll be embarking on a new part of their career. Many hairstylists don't know there's so many things you can do in the hair industry beyond the chair. And one of those things are being a media consultant or working with brands as a celebrity artist or a spokesperson. If that's the case, these brands sign you, one, by winning competitions, and two, by your media outreach. So it's so amazing that you have this awesome radio show and you give a voice to so many hairstylists, helping them to take the next step in their career. You're so welcome.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for that. And you're 1,000,000% right, because we talk to folks every day, and we talk to hairstylists who, and quite a few say, listen, well, we love doing hair, but I also want to get from behind the chair, and how can, you know, what else is out there? So what you're doing is incredibly important. I want to say that. So listen, let me just remind everybody, we'll get everybody up to speed here. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. My very, very special guest is Monet Everett. Now, she is a celebrity hairstylist, and she's also the founder of this incredible event called the Texture Style Awards. And I just love it. I love all the information. They have their own site at texturestyleawards.com. You need to check them out. And now I want to ask you a little bit, Monet, about your classes. Can you just elaborate a little bit more on the classes so we can send some folks up to take advantage of all of that?
Absolutely. So I'm going to have classes from the end of May into early June. And these classes are awesome for if you want to come out and learn about a particular hair texture. And they can also help you if you decide you want to enter Texture Style Awards. So you're not required. So we'll have 2 classes per day. One class in the morning where we'll really be working on the fundamentals of styling that hair texture. They will be co-facilitated with myself and another artist. And then the second class, that VIP class, is where we'll really kick up the styling a notch, and we'll focus on how to photograph your own work for the competition. It's going to be really personal. You can ask any questions you like. When I did this in 2021, it was just so emotional because people asked questions about hair textures, and we got to the heart of why they were scared to try to work with hair textures out of their norm. You have to first think and visualize what you're going to do before your heart moves and your hands are able to move. So many times, as we know, hair has more in common than not, but there were mental blocks that artists were having for why they chose not to work with another hair texture. And I want to be really blunt. We're not only calling out white stylists who can't work with curly and coily hair. Right. There are many Black artists who struggle to work with straight and wavy hair. Or let's take it a step further. There are artists who work with curly and coily hair every day in the salon, and they only straighten it or they only do a wash and go. They have not found a way to bring their creativity into working with hair textures. So we say texture style awards because this is not about race. Regardless of who you are born with at least one of the four hair textures, coily, curly, wavy, or straight. I have an aunt. I am a black woman. I have an aunt whose hair is so straight when she wets it, it doesn't curl up, okay? I have worked with many white clients who have very tight, coily hair. Take race out of it and focus on being the best beauty professional you can be, and let's get out here, win some awards. Oh, did I mention that our sponsors are giving over $250 in gift bags away just for coming to the class? I saw a curling iron in there. I saw shampoos and conditioners. I saw scrunchies. I saw combs and brushes. I said, are y'all basically paying people to come to the class? What is happening?
Wonderful little added bonus for just, how awesome.
They want to make sure that that you're either able to continue to style the clients you have or that you're prepared for more clients. They want to make sure that you are able to style any client of any hair texture, and they're setting you up for success. Carrie, $250 worth of products and tools?
That is amazing.
I said, can I get a gift bag? They're like, you're teaching. I'm saying, yeah, but I need a gift bag because this is amazing right here.
Oh, and I'm loving it. Monet Everett, I'm loving all of this, okay? So now just remind everybody, I know we have the texturestyleawards.com. If there's any place else you want to send folks to check some things out when they have a moment, because this is big, everybody. And remind everybody the dates and all of that. New York City is the place to be, okay, for this. Very important. Okay.
Absolutely. So you can follow us on Instagram or Facebook at Texture Style Awards. And I want to be really clear, there's no D after texture. So Texture Style Awards on Instagram and Facebook, TextureStyleAwards.com. Come join us live and in person in the classes in May and June in New York City. If you can't come to New York City, we have virtual options as well. So you can watch from anywhere in the world, and you'll check out those classes and be amazed with the things that we do with all of the different hair textures. They will all be represented in the different classes. Your entries for Texture Style Awards are due by June 30th. So you can send in up to 3 images per category. Once again, 10 categories, straight, wavy, curly, and coily, up style or down style. And we have 2 student categories. We have student up style and student down style. Due at TextureStyleAwards.com by June 30th. We will have a panel of celebrity judges judging your first round. Oh, we didn't even get into the judges.
Wow.
We got Ursula. Yes, we've got Ursula Steven judging. We've got Rebecca Taylor. We've got Greg Gilmore of Moroccan Oil, Confessions of a Hairstylist, Jenny Strebe, Marquetta Breslin. Oh, my God, the wig queen, Janelle Seeley.
The next go round, do let me know.
Absolutely.
Okay.
We've got Kia Neal, Color King. We've got Darius Thomas. And my reason for having so many amazing celebrity judges is I'm helping you create connections so that you can have these relationships. It's not about who you know. It's about who knows you. Texture Style Awards is putting you in a position to be known by top celebrity artists in the hair industry. So they will be judging your entries at the beginning of July. At the end of July, we'll open it up for public votes. Remember, in 2021, we got 27,000 public votes. People cared. And then that gives you just enough time to pack your stuff, meet us in New York, August 13th at SoHo at the Aveda Arts and Sciences Institute.
It gets no better than that. Monet Everett, I just want to say thank you. I mean, you're doing so many amazing things to help the hairstylists. You're like the partner, the best partner to the Hair Radio Show brand. So we are just loving it. Yes, great job. TextureStyleAwards.com. Please check it out. And certainly, please come to the classes. Be fully engaged in this. This is important, and it's for our community. And we're just so excited about it. So we love the hair community. We want it to grow, literally. So you're doing some amazing things out there. Now, anybody that you want to shout out to before we sign off this morning?
I want to shout out to all of the amazing hairstylists who know that God has more for them than to only work at the salon. Working at the salon is amazing, but if God gave you a bigger dream, know that this is your opportunity to do something new and different.
I love it. And on that note, I just want to say we want all of you guys out there to listen out for Monet's commercial that will just be playing right here throughout the end of time, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're just so proud of all that you have accomplished and continue to do the work. You, we need to have you win your own award. Okay, Monet, you really do. You deserve it. So good stuff going on out there. So thanks, Monet Everett, for being with us. Outstanding.
Oh, and if you're listening, you guys should jump in the comments and tell Carrie to make sure to have me back. Maybe we can co-host a few things together.
Oh, now don't put that out there because let me tell you something. We are here and it's early every day, but you're 100% welcome to come back and do a guest co-host for a whole hour with us and just hang out with your amazing personality. Yeah. The fans, I mean, they can hear you. You are just incredible. And so your success is no surprise to us. So listen, thank you, Monet. Thank you so much for being with us. Outstanding.
Thank you for having me.
You got it. All right. Keep it right here, folks. We've got a lot more to get into this morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You're so- Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Hi, I'm Carrie Hines, and I've been in the hair and beauty industry for 25 years. It's my pleasure and honor to introduce you to Carapi Shampoo and Carapi Conditioner, two unique all-natural hair products from Carrie Hines Hair Care, especially formulated to remedy any type of hair issue. And the biggest benefit of all is that Carapi Shampoo and Carapi Conditioner grows hair. Carrie Hines Hair Care is the very first African-American-based company to infuse hair care products with caffeine. Why caffeine? Well, many of you are aware that stimulating the scalp is truly what causes the hair follicles to awaken. We were most interested in developing a proprietary formula that works on all hair types, whether you have a relaxer or are a naturalista, and not wash away or strip the hair following a color treatment. We're thrilled at the amazing following of Carapi, and we thank you. Please register at Carapi.com and join our Carapi community at hairradio.com. Again, I'm Carrie Hines. Thank you.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, thank you, Purple Barbie. It is mid-show. It's Friday, April 21st of 2023. Yes, I'm Carrie Hines, and we've been having just such a fantastic show this morning. Again, we're here 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern, and that's weekdays. Technically, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, you can catch us live. Listen. Incredible things ahead. I want to bring to the line a lady you have gotten to know well. She's coming up on her first anniversary as co-host number one on the Hair Radio Morning Show. It is my great honor to welcome each morning the one and only queen of the morning, Nicole Marie from Water Valley.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy mid-show. Happy Fan Day Friday.
Yes, it is just all those things. So how are you doing today, Ms. Nicole Marie? And welcome back to the show.
Yes, thank you so much. I'm well this morning. I'm doing well. How are you doing, Carrie?
Awesome. We are just having a fabulous time today.
Oh, yes. I'm enjoying this music, Carrie. I'm enjoying it.
Really?
Hey, kicking off with Jeffrey Osborne. Who doesn't love Jeffrey Osborne? Yeah. Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Love
Jeffrey,
it.
Phil is just one of my favorites. Again, he sang Stay With Me Tonight, which was written by a very dear friend that we lost not all that long ago. But I knew him back in the 90s when we all lived in Los Angeles. And Raymond, Raymond used to drive me home in that fancy car and just have fun hanging out at the clubs and all that wonderful good stuff, who wrote Stay With Me Tonight and also worked, he was in the band with Chic and all of them. So, yeah, so I think about him from time to time, and every time I hear Stay With Me Tonight, we're going to have, now that I said, we got to play it a little bit later on this show. We'll do that. We'll get it on. Thank you for that, though. Yeah, real good stuff.
Listen,
we have... Well, thank you so much, Nicole Marie. Appreciate the music. And speaking of which, it's and I'm so glad you talked about it because it's classic. These are classic songs.
It is classic.
That, yeah.
Never gets old.
Because at first, I didn't have it. Well, you know what? That's the thing. I didn't want to play them at first. And it took years for me to really play the older songs. I used to only play the current and the pop stars of the day. But what I heard from the fans was that they could turn at that time, this is when we started, it's been a long time, they could turn on the radio and listen to the artists of the day. And they really weren't all that interested in those particular artists. They wanted to hear the songs that they connected with memories. And so when we really started to get along on the Hair Radio Morning Show with production, I said, well, you know, we'll play some of these artists of the day like Ariana Grande and The Weeknd and some of these other folks that are out there. In addition to the popular artists today, let's pay tribute, as those artists are doing, to some of these incredible folks who laid the groundwork for them. And that's what we seem to be doing. Thank you for that. Hey, listen, I want to talk a little bit. You guys know, and let me just remind everybody, Michael Hopkins, our incredible ACA, our accredited claim agent, who hosts Vet Talk Radio on Tuesdays at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central. He'll be with us in about 15, 20 minutes or so. Michael's got a lot to get into. Michael's got a new fan or two out there, and I'm going to tell you all about it coming up in just a little bit. You don't want to miss the talk. And we're going to lead on in with our wonderful, well, we're going to lead in at about 7:30 or so with Talk of the Morning, and that's where each of your hosts kind of weighs in with a story that is kind of motivating and moving towards them. We don't tell each other what the, you know, the stories that we're working on.
No,
the stories that
we
we're
don't.
Going to present. It's a surprise to us as it is to you, and that's what we're doing each morning. So I can't wait to tell you all about what I've been working on this morning. So
I'm ready.
You know, I think it's interesting. Yeah, so you want to stay tuned for that. And leading in, as we do each morning right here on the broadcast, Nicole Marie, we kind of get in with an inspirational talk, I call it. And so I love that you kind of help to kick this off each day. And that is the hope of the day. It is it's very important. It's so important, you know, to start your day. When that alarm clock goes
just
off,
positive.
You need to be dialing into the Hair Radio Morning Show. Nobody really dials in anymore, but punch your phone buttons and call into the Hair Radio Morning Show. Dial the 516-453-9458 number. It'll automatically connect you to our live broadcast anytime we're on from 6 in the morning till 9.
Right.
So that's how you dial in to hear the show and to listen in. It's really fantastic. And I think, you know, folks are going to just have a good time. And we're leading off.
Yeah, definitely don't want to miss it.
You don't want to miss it. As you guys know, again, like I said earlier, we're here from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern weekdays. But between in the middle hour, we kick off with the hope of the day. And that's with Miss Nicole Marie. So I'm excited to hear what the hope of the day is for today.
All right. Thank you, Carrie. So hope is the belief that our future can be better than our past And no matter what each and every one of us may be going through, there is always hope, that positive expectation that change can and will occur in our lives. So I want to share hope of the day for all of the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show. And this moment is courtesy of the book High Hope by Patrick Lindsay. So the hope for today is think for yourself. It sounds so obvious, but look around and listen. Many people's thoughts are not their own. Many are recording machines on playback. Consider your opinions before you air them. Make sure you truly hold the viewpoint. Then you can deliver it with passion. What do you think about that, Carrie?
Well, I love it, first of all. And it has a very profound meaning for me.
Yes, it
absolutely
does.
Absolutely. We're living in some very unusual times, to put it mildly. And so reminding us that we must be leaders. And
yes,
being a leader means that you're going to be out in front with your thoughts. And what you're trying to get across to folks. But you don't want to be a follower. You want to
exactly.
be a self-thinker. You want to be someone who is able to decide things, weigh things, look at something in a big overall, with a big overall vision and kind of figure
yeah.
it all out. So I
right.
love that. And I love
yeah.
these hopes, because the hopes that you present each day through your hope of the day is moving us to, you're kind of helping us to have those, to craft that very special day each day. And that's what this show
yeah.
is all about, getting your day started in the best possible way.
Yes,
that
best possible
do.
Way to
the
kick off a wonderful day.
Day.
Yes.
I think
each
we're doing a great
day.
Job. Because, yes, it really
I
is
think
key.
So as well.
Yes, and today on Friday, Sandy Fridays, we usually do our weekend stuff, so we kind of get you all in right mindset for the wonderful
right.
weekend and all of that kind of stuff. So real quick,
right. kick it
now,
off with a bang.
Kicking off with a bang. Now, I've got to take a moment to tell you about some of the updates that we have. We've got a lot. First of all, and we're going to look back a little bit at this week a little later in the show, at the week that was, and we'll talk a little bit about that. But I got to say, you heard the Fix Your Feet commercial. And,
yeah.
Yes, I love playing the commercial because Dr. Yolanda Ragland, who is the proprietor of FixYourFeet.com, she's going to be with us. If you guys remember,
awesome.
She's the queen of toes. Yes, the queen of toes returns. And so she'll be back here with all her incredible spirit and energy. You know, she is a ball of energy with so much to share. So I know she's going to be talking about summer foot care, but so much more. Because,
wonderful.
She's
I'm looking forward to that.
Me too. She truly is the entrepreneur's entrepreneur. And so she'll be here to give us a whole bunch of what's happening with her and what's going on these days. So can't wait. So that's coming
wonderful.
Up on May 2nd. It's Tuesday, May 2nd. She'll be with us at a special time. It'll be from 7:30 to 8:30. We have her for the whole hour. So you don't
wonderful.
Want to miss that. Yeah, so Dr. Yolanda Ragland will be back. Speaking of which, now we just had on a little while ago a lady who really made her debut. Today's show, we're talking about Ms. Monet Everett, and
yeah.
I'm so excited to welcome her to the Hair Radio Morning Show family. She sounds incredible. I had a great time chatting
she
with
does.
Her. I hope you guys enjoyed it.
It sounds like it's going to be just a wonderful show, just the awards, the Texture Style
yes.
Awards.
Exactly.
So interesting.
The TextureStyleAwards.com is her website. And the Texture Style Awards, I had never heard of them. This is her second one. She skipped a year or so because of,
right.
of course, the pandemic just threw everybody out of whack. But she's back. And I'm so excited that she's here, you know, and kind of
yeah.
keeping us abreast of what's happening through these awards and competitions and all that.
Yeah,
she's
sounds
got
like it's
going to
be great.
Out.
Yes, I love what you said. You know, stylists have to be able to style any client of any hair texture. When she talked about the four hair textures.
Exactly.
And then also,
I love what she said.
And she said, it's not who you know, but who knows you.
Yeah.
That was important.
Yeah, I'll tell you, Monet is just, she has it wrapped up in a bow. And and I just love her energy and all of that. And yes, you're absolutely right. You should be able to. Listen, I look at it this way. We know that everybody has specializations or special areas along the spectrum.
Right.
And that's fine and great. But I think the more that you're able to do, I think it better positions you monetarily speaking and otherwise.
Exactly.
And I think, I think it's just fantastic. So she's right. So the Texture Style Awards comes up on August 13th. In New York City. So that's the day after my birthday, in case you guys are keeping track of that.
Oh,
and I'm looking
yes.
forward to participating and just sending her my wonderful good stuff to share with everybody at her event. And we're wishing her well. We're going to keep you informed. And listen out, because she's got a new commercial that we'll be getting on in the next week or so. And I'm so excited to help her with, you know, just her journey. And so if you missed it, I'll try to get it on a little bit later today, but if not, we'll have it on the interview again very, very soon, and we'll continue to keep you guys informed. And plus, as you heard, a lot of you guys heard her at the end. She's like, I want to come back and be a co-host.
Yes.
That was the first time I've ever really remembered anybody kind of really, maybe one other person, you know, just throwing their hat in the ring. Hey, I want to be on
that
show.
That's wonderful. Yes, that's awesome.
So that is great. Yeah, so we've got the, but it ain't easy out there, Nicole Marie, as a co-host, our own Nicole Marie,
no,
Queen of the Morning.
No, it's not.
It takes a lot. And speaking of which, behind the scenes, you got to get up early. You got to be prepared. You got to know things. We have a lot of wonderful things that we do.
Right. Mm. That's so true. There's a lot that's behind the scenes that goes into it. You just don't jump on and just start talking. You have to prepare. Believe me, I know.
You know. Yes, it cracked me up because you're absolutely right. People think that we just get up in the morning and just
No, there's so much more to it.
Oh, my goodness. So much goes into it. Speaking of which, this week was just absolutely crazy. We'll get Michael to weigh in on just a bit. But, you know, sometimes you don't feel so great. Even before the show, before we went on Monday, I was just not feeling so great. And then, but guess what? There's something in show business that the show must.
The show must go on.
You got it. And so that's what I said. It takes a lot, you know, but we get up because we have fans who depend on our show. And
exactly.
A lot of people must, yes, and I guess I need to talk a little bit about that. We're online, and so a lot of you guys may or may not realize that we have listeners who tune in live with us, but way beyond that, they catch the replays. They listen to our replays literally around the world. And they just play the playback today. They listen on weekends. They listen in the evenings. They listen in the middle of the night. They listen all times. You have no idea how often these shows are listened to. You have no idea. So, you know, you may see that we've got thousands of folks who've tuned in through Blog Talk. But bear in mind, we have thousands and thousands of people that this show is presented to on a daily basis.
Right, right.
So don't count it short. If you can,
we
advertise on this show. Guest on the show. That's how we
so
make
many
platform.
Are listening. That's it.
Okay.
That is
yes,
it.
Yes, very, very, very important.
Yeah.
So
and Carrie, I like to talking about all of the listeners all across the world that we have, I want to send a shout out to them and thank everyone so very much and let you know how much we appreciate you. And thank you so much for tuning in and listening.
Gets no better than that, Nicole Marie. Yes, and we've got to tell everybody, there's so much going on. I start the classes for podcasting tomorrow. We offer podcast classes, and I'm so excited. It's not too late to join us. We have some wonderful folks who are my first students. I cannot wait. I think it's going to be really exciting. And real good stuff that's happening at the Hair Radio Morning Show.
There's always something new and exciting.
Always something new and super exciting. And if you would like to follow up with us, again, you want to jot down our toll-free number, I'll give that to you. It's available. You can get through after 9 a.m. Eastern. Once we go off the air, remember we're live. This is live radio. So you can reach out to us by calling 833. So grab your pen and paper if you have not had a chance to do that. Grab your pen and paper right now. I'm old school. Yes, you can program it in your phone if you like. I'll leave that for you to figure out. But call 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Those lines open up at 9 Eastern and go all the way to 9 at night. Monday, actually, 7 days a week, you can get through to us. So real good stuff, and real happy about that. And I'm just super excited about it. So just want to remind you, if you want to take part, let us know. That's how we kind of, you know, get all the wonderful good things out there. In addition to the classes, we're also reminding everybody about the cruise. The cruise.
Oh, yes.
Cruise.
Cruise to the Bahamas.
Okay. And again, this is important because you don't have a lot of time, folks. You've got to get your money in, at least the deposit. The deposit is basically about $50 per room. You need to let us know. The rooms are very limited. We don't have a whole bunch. I guess I should remind everybody the cruise is next year. It's in 2024. So it's the 13th to the 18th of July in next year. But why are we asking so much in advance? Because the cruise line has to hold your room. And so that $50 will hold your room. And then they give you a little bit of time to work things out. Now, the money doesn't come to Carrie Hines. I wish it did, but it doesn't. The money goes right straight to the cruise line. So you'll be coordinating this. Exactly. And so I'm super excited. We have some wonderful, wonderful things to do on board. Plus, I've never been to the Bahamas. So if you would like information, we have a whole bunch of info on our very own website at hairadio.com. Again, go to www.hairadio.com. That's with one R. And there's a big old tab. This is 5-day cruise. You can't miss it. So, again, at hairradio.com. And I'm super excited about it. You don't want to miss it. We're going to talk a little bit more. We've got an update all about AfroLock Magazine. Hopkins up next and so much more to get into. You see how quickly the time goes by. Why don't we take a little bit of a break, and then when we come back also, we'll get Michael Hopkins in to kind of talk to us a little bit about what's going on at Vet Talk and so much more. But again, we're leading in with our talk of the morning coming up next. And stay with us. Here's Brandy. We'll be right back.
going down. It really going down. Just one of those days for you. You say the right thing to keep me moving on, to keep me going strong. What else can
Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back live. It's Friday morning, April 21st of 2023. Yes, I'm Carrie Hines, and that was Brandy and Best Friend, one of my favorite classic songs from the 90s. I believe it's from the 90s. Listen, I want to get back on the line. The one and only Nicole Marie out of Water Valley, Mississippi. And good morning again. Happy Mitchell.
Good morning again. Happy Mitchell. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's about 7:35 in the morning, New York time, 6:35 out where you are in the Central Time Zone, Nicole Marie.
Central.
Yes. Well, it's time to bring to the line another of our incredible co-hosts right here who is with us each day. Michael brings a great deal of knowledge and experience about just about everything, but
what
we so appreciate is that he is not the quintessential advocate for these veterans?
He is,
and it's such an honor, literally, to have him here on the show because he really reminds us of our community. Putting the community into the Hair Radio Morning Show each day. So it's my great honor to bring the gentleman to the line who's in Spotsylvania, Virginia, joining us this morning, Michael Hopkins.
Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Carrie Hines and Nicole Marie from beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. The sun is shining and the birds are singing.
Okay. So, Michael, thank you for that. Yeah, we're having a great day in New York as well. Hey, I wanted to kind of lead on in with this. Each day,
we're rolling out something that we call Talk of the Morning. And this is where your host, Nicole Marie, myself, Michael, Nicole Marie, Michael, and myself, rather, roll out or introduce you to something that is important to us and the stories that we have found either through social media, television, whatever. And we call it Talk of the Morning. And you don't know who's going to go first. Sometimes it's me. Sometimes it's Nicole Marie. Sometimes it's Michael Hopkins. And we don't share the stories in advance, so you guys find out when we do. And just to see where our minds are each day right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So this is really fantastic. So first up this morning, Michael Hopkins, we're leading in with the one and only host of Vet Talk Radio Show on our Hope. On our wonderful Talk of the Morning today.
Okay.
On this Friday morning, 4/21/23. So, Michael Hopkins, take it away.
Wow, Carrie and Nicole Marie. I ran into a local story here down where I live here in Virginia, and I thought it was very, very interesting. And I don't know if you guys have ever heard of AmeriCorps program.
Oh, yeah.
In that program here locally, they have the Virginia State Parks, and they want participants to serve in the park locations around the state and just doing some preservation of the park system, the trails, and just clearing things out. And also, they get a chance to be advocates for the park system by talking to people that visit the park system. I thought it was very interesting, and I wish I had that kind of time. It would be something I would be interested in.
Okay. All right. And thank you for that on the park.
Wow. Love that.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, are we going to turn it over to Nicole Marie? Because I'm quite sure she has something that we're all looking forward to hear.
Thank you so much, Michael. I definitely have a girl power moment this morning for the Talk of the Morning. It's about a 9-year-old little girl. Her name is Paris Williams out of St. Louis, Missouri. And she established the Paris Cares Foundation. And she's spending her childhood going to the grocery store to fill bags with food for the homeless. She has delivered 10,000 meals and nearly 5,000 care packages through her foundation. And on the bags that she puts the food in, she draws pictures and writes messages to make the recipients of these bags feel special.
Oh, that's nice.
I love that. That is so sweet. She is only 9 years old, but she told her mom that she wants to make a difference and a change, and she was inspired by a book that she read when she was 4 years old.
What was the name of the book?
It's One Boy's Magic by Carrie Chadwick Deal, and there was a character in the book that was giving to the homeless, and he was inspired to, you know, give to the homeless and care about the homeless. And so this little girl was inspired by that, and she told her mom what she wanted to do. And this was at the age of 4 now. Now she's 9 years old, and like I said, that, you know, she has her own foundation, and she is delivering meals to the and packages to the homeless through her foundation.
That is incredible. I love it. Girl
power moment.
Go on.
So shout out. Girl power shout out to Miss Paris Williams out of St. Louis.
St. Louis. Okay, Paris.
Oh, yes. So, Carrie, now I'm going to turn it over to you for your Talk of the Morning.
Well, you know what? My Talk of the Morning, just shifting gears a bit, comes to us courtesy of New York City's local news. And I have to say, it's been a story that we have not really that we have not talked about at all on the broadcast. But here in New York, you guys know I live and operate out of our headquarters in Brooklyn, New York. And all that we've been inundated on since this happened on, like, Tuesday this week has been this garage collapse, a building collapse in a big city. We have parking garages that are buildings where you literally drive in, and usually they go in circle inside, and then you find little parking spots inside. You never think in a million years that the building could literally collapse right under your feet and literally smash your car like a pancake. And sadly, one gentleman lost his life, and we're just kind of hearing from his family about now or so. But it's a story you can Google out there. They've covered it in other markets because it's big news. And it's sad. It's so sad because this is something that I believe is preventable. I know that we're going to learn something from this. The mayor here has already talked about all of that. Here's the thing for me. The building itself was about 100 years old. Now, back 100 years ago, you basically were still in with a horse and buggy. So you didn't have the cars that weighed as much. You didn't have the weight that these cars. There was no such thing as an SUV. There was no such thing as these electric cars. There were no heavy batteries and all this other stuff. And so the amount of weight when these buildings were made to sustain, to have the cars parked on them and withstand, this was not a consideration so much as it is definitely now. Well, listen, guys, nobody's bothered to go back and think about this as normal.
Right.
Nobody has bothered to think that the cars, one of those electric cars weighs way more than a regular standard car, or that an SUV weighs a lot more than a car from, 1989 or 1996 or whatever. Who's watching stuff? But my goodness, is anybody paying attention to anything out here except foolishness? And so I don't understand how this was overlooked. So I'm, to the mayor's credit in New York, he is going to look at the garages, and particularly those that that have been around for many, many times. And maybe these building inspectors, this is a work that they may need to look at. I don't know, but they're going to figure it out. And listen to this. This is in the financial district. This is right where you guys were, Nicole Marie, when you were here. In the same area. Oh, yeah, right on Ash Street. So this is, it's very sad, though, when I look at the whole story, but the good news, what might come out of this is that you don't park 50 cars. 50 in 2023 on a 100-year-old building. 50 cars, and they weigh like 2,000 or 3,000 pounds apiece.
Wow.
You know, so this could have way been, and it probably wouldn't be the last if we don't learn from this. So.
Right.
That's my talk of the morning today. And so what do you guys think when you hear something like that? Crazy?
Wow. You know, I would imagine.
So sad.
Yeah, I mean, I would imagine also when you look at concrete and what's in concrete that makes it concrete, it's a lot different now than it was 100 years ago. Like the rhubarb that you have to put down, all of that stuff is different. And over years, deterioration because water leakage and then the metals they get rusty. And if you don't stay on top of that stuff, as you're saying, Carrie Hines, this is the end result.
Right.
Wow. Well, it is something that we have got to figure out, and there's so many other things. You talk about infrastructure. I know that they're always passing all these bills and
infrastructure is a big problem right now.
It's a big thing. And you've got bridges and all kinds of things because we're an aging society. And so, you know, our environment, we want to keep it safe. We want folks, you've got tons of people who rely on these garages every day. You've got workers who rely on them. You've got all kinds of things. And not just the actual garage, but their neighbors. Their neighbors. This is a big thing that just, I mean, literally, it was a big boom. So my heart goes out to the folks. I want to say great job by these first responders, by the folks who are still trying to extricate the cars. And I understand they're in the, trying to kind of tear down the structure and all that kind of stuff. So this is an ongoing story that we're going to keep you in. Get that on out there. So listen, you know, that's some of the things that are happening here and throughout the, you know, throughout our talk of the morning. So good job, guys. Good job.
Awesome.
Okay. Well, listen, Michael, I want to talk to you a little bit about the Vet Talk radio show in just a moment. Also, we got some more updates. We're going to talk all about AfroLock at about 8 o'clock this morning or so, and so much more to get into on the broadcast. So why don't we take a little bit of a commercial and come on back with so much more. I'm really going to enjoy this. All right, stay with us.
They didn't know what you cared, and they treated you like you were common. And God wanted them to treat you that way because he wanted you to see who they were. Because nothing exposes character more than the way you treat people you don't think you need. If you knew what I carried and what God was doing, you'd latch on. But God said, I'm going to hide you in plain sight to show you who your real crew is and who the fake ones are.
Surround yourself with people whose eyes light up when they see you coming. Two, slowly is the fastest way to get to where you want to be. And three, the top of one mountain is the bottom of the next, so keep climbing.
Don't allow anybody to make you feel that you are nobody. Always feel that you count. Always feel that you have worth. And always feel that your life has ultimate significance.
He wanted everything in a complex. He wanted the salon and the beauty part. He had the newspaper. He had the radio station.
Dr. Willie Morrow's daughter, Cheryl Morrow, smiles that her father rose from poverty to creating a multi-million dollar hair empire.
My dad at one point had about 220 employees.
Born in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, the son of sharecroppers, Willie Morrow was a self-taught barber and chemist.
I know a lot about black hair, straight hair, curly hair, wavy hair, you name it. I'm a hair guy.
Here's Morrow 6 years ago at 76 years old at the museum exhibit in his honor at the California Center for the Arts Escondido.
I look around the walls here and, oh my goodness, how could one guy do all these different things?
His humble hair beginning started in 1959 in this red velvet barber chair where he cut local black leaders' hair and even Michael Jordan.
And from this chair, it's just, my career just took off.
Morrow traveled around the world in the 1970s, contracted by the Department of Defense to teach and cut hair on military bases and in war zones, where he wrote several books.
He had textbooks and how and pictures and manuals, and he did these a magazine called Curly Cues.
Outside Willie Morrow's iconic Southeast San Diego barbershop on Market Street stood an Afro Pick, the tool he came to invent.
He cut off a comb that he was given a U.S. utility patent for called the Easy Teeth. And then he cut those teeth off and put it on a blow-dry nozzle snout.
You can still buy Willie Morrow's patented hair products on sale today. Merle manufactured his own hair care line from this lemon grove warehouse called the California Curl Company, creating curl milk, curl repair, cream cold wave, and holding spray. Merle's face featured on his own products, and he was also in Chris Rock's movie Good Hair in 2009.
He was truly not just the barber, but he was the scientist, so he could make up stuff.
Always inventing, Merle is said to have originated the popular 1980s hairstyle, the Jerry Curl, before its namesake creator, Jerry Redding.
Mr. Merle's curl version is 8 years before the commercialization one we know as Jerry.
Not stopping there, Merle made it into media, starting the San Diego Monitor in 1986.
He wanted to give affordable advertising for black businesses.
Cheryl Morrow took over the newspaper.
We did a special edition. We just saved them.
In 1979, Willie Morrow ran San Diego's first black radio station, 92.5, for over a decade before the economy shifted.
It began to decline. I think that's one of my father's regrets. You know, the not being able to carry on black radio.
Cheryl carries on the torch in her father's retirement, managing and storing his hundreds of hair tools and equipment.
Well, Madam C.J. Walker, most everyone has heard of her. And because when I'm in a crowd, let's say 1,000 people, and I ask, how many hear of Madam C.J. Walker? And hands go up everywhere. She's an incredible person. She fought against lynching. She gave money for fighting against lynching. She went to Washington, D.C. to help create legislation against lynching. She was a woman of great character who helped to develop entrepreneurs, women entrepreneurs. And yet, the question I generally have in a situation like that is, okay, what well did she draw her water from? What shoulders did she stand on to become who she was? And so I bumped into Annie Malone, and hardly in that same crowd of 1,000 people, you might have 99% of the folks raising their hand about Annie Malone, about Madam C.J. Walker, but then you might have three or four people saying they know who Annie Malone is.
Right.
So I figured I'm going to make it part of my life mission is to help help people know about who Annie Malone is.
Yes.
Because she
Go ahead. Go right ahead. Sorry, didn't mean to interrupt you. She was.
Oh, no. She was an incredible person. She was actually, she trained up over 75,000 women entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
She trained Madam C.J. Walker in 1905, and Madam C.J. Walker became a Poro agent, because that was the name of her college, Poro College. She built this beautiful building in St. Louis, Missouri, four stories high. It looks, I have an original book that people can get off Amazon if they go to porocollege.com. And Poro College, it's just very simple. The word, first word is four letters. Poro, P as in Paul, O as in ocean, R as in Ralph, O as in ocean, Poro, like P-O-R-O, college.com. And they'll see this building. And then you also see a booklet that she published back in 1926. And a part of my Black History collection, yeah, I have an original one of those 1926 booklets. There's very few of them around. And when you open up the booklet, the first thing you start looking at is how incredible this building is. It's like it's straight. If I just showed you a picture of some of the rooms, you would swear it's out of Wall Street, New York. And this particular building was a building where she trained up, as I mentioned, over 75,000 women entrepreneurs who she gave cash awards to for saving accounts or home purchases. She gave a diamond ring to them after 5 years of service. Her philanthropy toward them and toward others was legendary. This building is just an incredible place that she created for this. She owned a whole city block in Chicago. She paid, imagine this, 1926 alone, she paid over $40,000 in taxes. Just think about that.
Amazing.
One of the first people in the entire state of Missouri to own a Rolls Royce.
Well, now, so who was actually the very first self-made female African-American millionaire. Was it Fannie Malone, or was it, I mean, not that it, you know, is something we should, you know, compare on any level, but I'm just curious because I've always grown up thinking it was Madam C.J. Walker with all of her, you know, things and accomplishments.
Yeah, from all the research I've done, if I were a betting man, and I'm not a gambling man, but if I were, I'd bet the farm that Annie Malone was the first millionairess of African descent, female millionaires in the country.
And that's what I'm getting.
Claiming.
Why? How on this earth? I try to figure this out as well. How did? And I love Madam. I love both and all the things that they
no
stand for.
They both are wonderful. Yes.
Absolutely.
And that's not even part of the discussion here.
Right. Exactly. But how on this earth did Madam C.J. Walker take all the things that she learned, which I'm sure was a wonderful tribute to Annie Malone, and seems that only America, it seems like we only remember or know of the accomplishments of the student as opposed to the teacher.
I think a lot of it had to do with Annie Malone. What happened is that she ended up getting married in, I think it was 1924-ish, right around there. And what happened is that after she got married, her husband, he was not a very good man. And he caused such incredible problems for her that I just shake my head. And felt that he was due so much more than and they ended up getting divorced, let me put it that way.
Wow.
And from that point on, what happened is her business became, she was a very, if you look at her building and everything that she did, it was incredible, impeccable, you know, clean, it was orderly, it was, you could see the record system she had. My point being is that this was an incredible person. But once, after the wedding, then what happened is that he began to sabotage everything. And she never recovered. Then the IRS got involved, and she never recovered from that at all. Here's a college that employed, in 1926, 175 people with franchise outlets in North America, South America, Africa, the Philippines, a wealthy, wealthy woman. And then at the end of her life, she pretty much dies destitute. And all that's left right now is the orphanage, the Annie Malone orphanage, that was a facility on Good Avenue. I don't know if you remember the song Johnny Be Good by Chuck Berry.
Yes,
he
of course.
He grew up on Good Avenue, right around the corner. And that's where the spelling Johnny Be Good, G-O-O-D-E, in the song, it comes from that Good Avenue.
All the time, I thought it was just Johnny Be Good, G-O-O-D. So,
yeah, G-O-O-D-E. If you look it up on the internet, you'll see that's how it's spelled.
Wow.
And he later became a beautician under the Poro system. He graduated in 1952. Because he thought the music thing wasn't going to work, and so he became a beautician. And of course, his songs just took off, and you know, he never went back to it. But
right, amazing.
All the things you do for me and girl, oh my love.
You're listening to The Hair Radio Morning Show, the number one hair and beauty radio show worldwide and the longest-running hair and beauty radio show.
Everybody, I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Kerry Hines.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Kerry Hines.
All right, we're back live. It is our Spotlight Hour. I'm Kerry Hines. It's Friday morning, April 21st of 2023. It is our show number 841 today, 841, as we march towards our 1,000 show. Yes, that'll be coming up next year. We should be celebrating. That'll coincide with our big cruise out to the Bahamas.
And again, full details at HAIRadio.com, our website, hairradio.com. Hey, want to bring back to the line my co-stars, Nicole Marie from Water Valley, Mississippi, and Michael Hopkins, down in beautiful Spotsylvania, VA. Great.
That was.
Wow. Yeah. And every thought we have, you know, we'll get on some of our wonderful announcements and things like that. But I enjoyed it. I did. Had a chance to kind of.
I did too. Always enjoyed listening to Mr. Freeman. I love.
Oh, yeah. That and Jeffrey Osborne.
Oh, yeah. Can't
forget
him.
No,
I definitely
cannot.
Remember that
wow.
music video.
Shades
of the 80s.
Yeah, this is true. Well, listen, I am just loving all of this morning. It's just been an incredible broadcast. The whole show's been fantastic, as usual. And right before the break, we were chatting with Mike a little bit about, you know, we said we were going to come back and talk a little bit about that talk radio show. So I do want to do that. Mike, I want to go back a little bit. Earlier this week, we aired a Tuesday broadcast of VTR, and it was really one that was really good. And your shows in recent weeks have been amazing. Again, you know, everybody can tune in. You don't have to be a veteran. As one of our fans, one of our program contributors and regulars on the show, she's semi-regular. You guys know Siobhan DeFier out of the Roots Rock Salon in West Orange, New Jersey. So Siobhan's on listening on Tuesday. No, it was actually Wednesday, Michael Hopkins. We ran a bonus episode of that talk on Wednesday, and she happened to tune in and catch Michael's bonus episode. And she knows all about the Hair Radio Morning Show, but I don't know if she's ever listened until Wednesday is when it all hit like a ton of bricks, and she was able to connect the dots. And she had such congratulatory, wonderful things to say and just became an indoctrinated fan of that talk radio show on that day. And so
awesome.
She's going to call up all her veteran friends and tell everybody they need to be tuned in. This is great advocacy work on Michael's behalf, and we salute and support him. So I was just blown away. I said, now that's what I'm talking about. That's
oh, yeah, very much so.
What can you tell us about even some of the things that we heard or some of the things that we can look forward to next week? What can you tell us about that talk?
Wow, Carrie. Yeah, the episode that, you know, the one on Wednesday was a classic one. It's talking about, you know, five things that you have to have when you're filing for claims. And it's very important. You know, a lot of the guys miss this point when they're filing for compensation. And the other show that I loved on Tuesday was the five overlooked disability claims to help you gain rating approval. A lot of times as veterans, we overlook things. And it's easy to do. And I know one of your favorites, Carrie Hines, is tinnitus, the ringing in the ears. I know that's one of your favorites. We talk about it all the time. And, you know, it's so easy for us to overlook tinnitus. It's very easy because many of us are in environments where there's a lot of acoustic trauma, you know, noise, fast pace. You know, we're using firearms, equipment, welding, working on trucks, car. We're doing all these things. So the noise part of us being veterans can easily be overlooked. And it is a lot of times overlooked, just like shaving profiles. I don't know how many veterans I've talked to that they have no idea that when they went in the military and they got a shaving profile or a shaving waiver, and I know how eloquently you put it about what happens during the process of shaving. And most people don't even think about changing the blade, Carrie. I mean, they don't. And you eloquently pointed that out.
Thank you for that, Michael. You're absolutely right. Nicole, I don't know if you've heard about this, but what happens is a lot of guys out there, and we don't realize this, we will, especially African-American guys, you know, we will use clippers and things like that. Some of us use straight razors, whatever we use, but we don't realize that every so often, every several months or so, maybe depending on the type of, the type of utensil that you're using or device or what have you, the blade gets dull.
Right.
You don't even think about it.
Right. Very much so.
You're using it over and over and over again. Don't even think about it for a second. And literally, there are people who've been using the same device or same blade for literally years.
Yeah, that is true.
Years. Now, mind you, the sharper that it needs to be sharp because it's got to cut the hair so it doesn't grow back in. But sometimes, and that's the thing that people think that why they're breaking out or what's causing it, but it really isn't that. It's that dull blade. And then it becomes infected, and then it spreads. So this is something that when Michael was talking about it on the show, I had to just jump in, Michael. You know, I never jump in on Vet Talk Radio show do things like that at 8:30. But it was something that really kind of resonated with me, and I think the fans probably appreciated that.
That's very much so, Carrie.
Yeah. So, okay, good stuff. So, listen, I know next week you got some wonderful things. Now, coming up in, I believe it's around the first week or so in May, you guys have Armed Forces Day that we've turned into Armed Forces Week. We love our veterans here at the Radio Morning Show. We just don't talk the talk. We walk the walk. And so we're going to have special episodes airing of that talk radio show at the closeout, the last half hour each day. So I cannot wait for Michael. Can you tell everybody about that? What you're thinking about that, or what your thoughts are about it, or you know?
Carrie Nicole Marie. Yeah, my thoughts are just, you have just launched me in orbit. Yes, you have, because they are just some classic shows that we've done. That I want to go back to. There's some very classic Vet Talk radio shows that we've done that I still have, believe it or not, Carrie and Nicole Marie, I still have veterans that talk to me about some of these classic shows, and they remember stuff.
They're great.
And, and they refer to it, and they say, wow, I didn't know that. You mean I could file for that? Nobody has ever told me that, and that makes me feel so good. It really does, though, because touching veterans' lives, the claims process is a game changer for a lot of veterans. It transforms their lives. Can you imagine you're a veteran and you go from zero benefits for your disabilities as a veteran to 100% in a six-month period, eight-month period, even a year period? You go from $0 to maybe close to $4,000 a month, tax-free money, for injuries you sustained while you were in the service of this country. That's a game changer. And when you get to 100%, you know, it's even more of a game changer because of the tax benefits and wherever you live in a state, and you get to go on a base, you get to do things that normally as a veteran you don't get to do. But as a disabled American veteran, you get to do these things because of your service to the country and what happened to you. That's what I love about what we do, Carrie Hines and Nicole Marie. we touch veterans' lives.
Awesome. You're doing a real good job. Yes, indeed. So listen,
thank you,
I have to tell you. Yeah, keep up the good work, Michael Hopkins. Vet Talk Radio Shows airs on Tuesday mornings, 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central, right here. You don't have to change your channel.
Yeah, thank you so much, Michael.
Right? Yes, thank you. I want to talk about the magazine, and we're going to do that. I'm going to take a little bit of a commercial break. We'll be right back, and when we come back, it's on Afro Lock. We're going to talk about it.
Ooh,
I can't
wait
to share some updates. We're going to talk about those iconic covers already. They've become iconic.
Oh, yeah.
And can't wait
to
talk about what we can expect on the inside of those pages. So we'll be talking about that. Afro Lock magazine is at afrolock.com. You can even go there now. There's some wonderful information right there. At afrolock.com. And it's spelled A-F-R-O-L-O-C-K. Important that we let folks know how to spell it because they may leave off the K. No, it's A-F-R-O-L-O-C-K. We got a lock on Afroculture, and that's what this is all about. So, okay, let's get to that commercial break. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. We are making black progress. Stay tuned.
You wake up and your house is a mess and you decide to clean up your house and doing it makes you feel better. That's a win. You need a pen, a Sharpie, and some post-it notes. Every time I do a live for you guys, for me, that's a win. Because honestly, I get very critical of myself and I just have to like put it aside. So I then take it off of here and I go put it up on my wall where I can see it. Every win you have, you put it on a post-it note and start creating your wall of wins so that you can see what you're accomplishing, so you can see what you're getting done, so you can stop beating yourself up about what you're not getting done and start patting yourself on the back and giving yourself a reward for what you are getting done. Otherwise, you get to the end of the day and you feel like, I just didn't do anything. Because if you've been depressed for 3 days and you get up one day and you decide to make breakfast for your family, that's a win. And you need to be able to see your wins because your wins will inspire you to keep on winning. Your wins will inspire you to stop beating yourself up about what you're not getting done and start focusing on what you are getting done because everything starts to align and you start doing more. My Stewie says, go to bed with a plan, wake up with a purpose. And I always say, don't put more than 3 things that you want to accomplish the next day. And as you accomplish them, write them down and put them on your wall of wins. So that when a client says no on a job or you call and they said they're going to send you a check and you check your mail 2 days later and you still don't have the check, but what did you accomplish? What did you get done?
I'm here to tell you all about JustSalonTowels.com and their amazing bleach-proof, bleach-resistant towels. JustSalon Towels specializes in bleach-proof towels, which means that this is the only type of towel your beauty shop, hair salon, nail salon, or spa will ever need. We know that many of the hairstylists and hair colorists use bleach to wash their salon towels to remove any dye. JustSalon towels are dyed with a special process which makes them highly resistant to fading that's caused by exposure to bleach. And this will solve that problem as they are bleach resistant. The color stays vibrant for a much longer time. The JustSalon towels bleach proof bleach resistant towels are made out of quality 100% ring spun cotton and are available in 8 colors to match your salon style. Order today at JustSalonTowels.com. Again, that's JustSalonTowels.com.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Show number 841. You're listening to the all-new Hit Radio Morning Show. I'm so excited to have you guys with us. I just want to take a moment. We're going to get back Nicole Marie Michael Hopkins to join us, but first I wanted to wish my wonderful, wonderful big brother a big, big happy birthday. His birthday is on tomorrow, on Saturday, April 22nd, and he's been a guest right here on our Hair Radio Morning Show talking about the one and only Dr. Leroy Hines, and or as he says, Leroy, okay. Wishing him real well and so much more, and just real happy that we're going to have to get him back real soon. Nicole Marie Michael Hopkins on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We pile into the last half hour in the broadcast today. How are you guys doing out there?
Super fantastic.
Great. Yeah. And again, shout out and happy birthday to Dr. Hines.
Yes, big brother, Dr. Leroy Hines. Yes, I'm super excited. And I got to see, I did ask him what is he going to do for his birthday, and he's not one that really celebrates birthdays, but he says he will accept gifts.
Amazing as it may seem, isn't it?
All right.
That's exactly what he said. I said, okay, we'll take care of that. Yeah. Listen, I just want to remind everybody, because folks have been getting literally inundated with these great pictures and updates, and about a month ago they had not even known that the word AfroLock existed. And scan ahead, here we are.
It's
everywhere. And so I wanted to talk a little bit about the magazine at this time. So AfroLock, which to me, the name alone, AfroLock.com, there's a website out there already. There's a page that we have, a landing page right now. I'm going to set up a beautiful 5-page website, so I cannot wait. And so that's on the way. Until then, you can go read about AfroLock, right? Just go by AfroLock.com, and it'll lead you there. Hey, the magazine, so back to the name. Folks don't quite know what the made-up word, kind of like the compound word, back when you guys remember grammar in school. It's a compound word. There's two separate words, and we kind of put them together, kind of oxymoronish, if you will, as well. Afro and lock together. It's a lock on black culture, black hair, blackness. And I love that. And that's what that means. That's what that Afro lock stands for. So what do you guys think about the name alone?
I love it because it embodies everything that we stand for in the Hair Radio Morning Show. It encompasses hair, beauty, and community. And just, our whole culture, it just embodies all of that. So I think it is the perfect name. I love it.
Me too. Michael, what about you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, to me, AfroLock, it embodies strength to me.
Wow.
That's what it embodied from the first time I heard it. That's what it was with me that grabbed my attention, that strength, AfroLock. And it's a lot of history, too, Carrie, at least the way I look at it. When you think, like, from the generation I come from, when I hear anything with the word Afro in it, I think back to the 60s. I think back to the Power to the People. I think back to the Malcolm X's, the Dr. King's, the Black Panther. I think of all those things. It creates a picture for me, Carrie and Nicole Marie. That's what I think about AfroLock.
Oh, Okay. Well, you guys, wow. Yeah. Okay. I love it. Oh, yeah. Thank you for that. Yeah.
And also, as you bring up strength, then it also makes me think about just the resilience of our people.
Yes, resilience of our people.
And, just all of that.
You know, and I love what you guys are saying, because we're not just talking about beauty, you know, just fashion, pretty pictures, and, you know, and that's what
it's
so many of the other magazines do out there. You know, they kind of get the cultural thing a little wrong to me. And we all love pretty pictures and, you know, all that. But that's not the only thing we're about. Every so often,
exactly.
Take a break from just giving us that so that we can, we want to get a little bit, you know, get into it like we do on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're going to give you a little bit of this, a little bit of that. And we're going to talk
about
it. We want the conversations to pour forth. And so that's what AfroLock. And I'll tell you something. The news today is that I thought we weren't going to be able to get AfroLock off the ground until 2024. So if you look at those amazing four collectible covers that are out there, that's what they say, spring of 2024. Well, I am so honored to say that we will be rolling out AfroLock magazine right away. Right away.
Awesome.
So this is something that we are working on,
which is
just incredible, because what's going to happen is there'll be a digital version out there. So we're going to offer digital subscriptions, and you'll be able to print on demand as well. And so I'm super excited about it. And the subscriptions annually, because our magazine, unlike a lot of others who are only able to do 5 or 6 issues a year, AfroLock will be pushing 12. So we'll be monthly. It's a monthly magazine. We've got some
wonderful
great folks. We're building a strong new team, folks you've never met, who'll be helping us to pull all this together. We're going to have a blog. We're going to be on social media. We're going to be on our own platform. We're going to also offer podcasting as a great partner to this, and video as well, and a video component as well with links and things of that nature. So we're coming out. We plan on being the leader, the cultural leader, when it comes to publications. And we're going to definitely keep you guys informed of that. So I'm excited about it. You know, I love it that people are responding in a big, big way. They really are, and they seem to really like our covers and all of that. And we are going to start releasing some of the inside talk. So what's going to happen, we're doing some featured stories. We got folks who've already asked for, can I be on the cover? Can I be on the cover? And,
already, wow.
That's what they have said. That's what they have said. Can I be on the cover? Can I? And here's what I say. Let's just reach out to us if you want to advertise in the magazine, if you want to advertise on the radio show. Just call us. Call us, 833-402-8882, and just let us know. Like the folks you guys just heard from this morning, on the broadcast, as we opened up in the first hour with Textured Style Awards. The TexturedStyleAwards.com is their website, and I'm super excited to say Monet Everett, you heard from her, will be replaying her piece and all of that wonderful good stuff. In fact, I'm going to try to get it on in just a few minutes so that you can kind of hear a little bit more about it. Very important and good stuff. And of course, we'll be back on the other side of that, but coming up in just a few minutes. No, Nicole Marie Michael, I am super excited about all this. Fantastic. It's been a great, great show today, as it is each day here. And the magazine, like I said, AfroLock, I think I was about to tell you guys on the pricing. For a year subscription, it'll be $24.99. So that really brings it down to maybe about $2 an issue, which is very inexpensive, when a lot of our competitors are over twice as much. So for your early subscription, Jeff, because you guys are early, you get the whole year for $24.99. And if you want to buy each issue, you're still saving money. It's $3.99 per issue. So my suggestion, sign up for the subscriptions. We're going to roll all that out very, very soon, and you'll be able to go right to afrolock.com and subscribe. So, and then we have coming up on the new website, there a place there where you can submit your article ideas, story ideas, if you want to advertise, all that kind of stuff. We're going to have all that laid out for you, in addition to some profiles that, you know, our website will be an extension of what's really happening on the radio show. In the magazine, the radio and the magazine. It's not going to be just something that when you go to the site, it has nothing to do with the magazine. It makes no sense to me. You got to have something that's symbiotic, and I think you're going to have all that with afrolock.com and the upcoming magazine and website and all that other stuff. So that's it. That's all I want to get across. So real quick stuff. Michael, Nicole, any comments? Okay.
Oh, it's going to be fantastic. I am looking forward to it.
Yes,
it
really
is.
Looking forward to it as well.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Well, me too. I totally agree with you. Let me go ahead and get on. This is a replay. You guys were tuned in, so you heard it early this morning, but I wanted to get it back out. Somebody already said they didn't hear it. So if you missed any part of the show, of course, you can play it back a little later. We're going to share the entire three-hour broadcast. But I thought I'd save you a little bit of time this morning. I'm going to just get this back on. It's Monet. And, again, she is the woman behind TextureStyleAwards.com. Her name is Monet Everett, and this was her first time being with us. Take a listen, and let us know what you think. Let us know what you think. We'll be back. Michael will be back on the other side of this. Stay with us, folks. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I have a very special guest joining us today for the very first time. She's from New York, and I have to say, she's got a lot going on here, and you're going to find out all about it. It is my great honor to welcome Miss Monet Everett. Now, she is a celebrity hairstylist and founder of the Texture Style Awards. We're going to find out all about it on today's broadcast. Again, welcome aboard. Welcome, Monet.
Oh,
good
my
morning.
Goodness, Carrie. Good morning. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Absolutely. Well, listen, we want to jump right on in. We're going to talk a little bit about what goes into being a celebrity hairstylist, if I can get the word out today. So I want to talk about that. But first, you have a couple things going on that's really big news for our fans. You have an incredible event coming up. I certainly want to get into, and it's right here in my backyard in New York City. And also, you're doing something out there in the way of education and information with classes. So we've got a lot to get into this morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So Monet, let's jump on in. Now, first, let's get the business out of the way, so to speak. Let's talk about your upcoming event. What can you tell everybody about it?
I'm so excited that Texture Style Awards are back for 2023. It's just such this amazing competition. It's the first and only award show dedicated to celebrating all four hair textures and the artists who slay them. That's straight hair, wavy hair, curly hair, and coily hair.
Mm.
So that's the fun part on its face. But behind the scenes, it's really a diversity and inclusion initiative created to show the beauty in all hair textures, but also to help hairstylists with different educational and skills allow them to be put in positions to get the attention of brands, celebrities, media, correspondence. So many artists ask me, Monet, how did you become a celebrity hairstylist? And I'm like, I had the basics. A lot of people don't know the things that go on behind the scenes for how these artists are able to turn themselves into businesses and brands. Texture Style Awards starts you on your way to make sure that you are able to do what you'd like to do beyond the chair.
And why is that so important to share that information out there, Monet?
Well, remember when we were all on punishment during COVID and none of us could leave our house? First
yes.
off, I didn't even know that was possible. But the world seemed like it was crumbling around us, and so many things were pointed out, including racial bias and misogyny and the beauty industry. And I really had to sit back and think, what can I do to help? And I realized it's more than people not being given opportunities. Many people are not trained and don't know what to do with the opportunities. They don't understand there's so many foundational skills needed outside of being able to style hair. So one of those foundational skills are being able to style all hair textures. It really saddens me, Carrie, when I see so many artists that can only do one or two hair textures and they're not able to do other types or care for other types of hair. I mean, Carrie, we're professionals, aren't we?
Exactly.
We need to be able to do all hair textures.
Absolutely. Wow. Well,
yeah.
I'm loving this. So, okay, so the Texture Style Awards, and again, this is, like you said, four hair textures. You're going to cover the span, the spectrum in that, and I think that is absolutely amazing. So now, when is this? Remind everybody again the dates and all that wonderful good stuff.
So the Texture Style Awards ceremony is live in New York on August 3rd. You can submit your entries by June 30th. And one thing that people love about my competition is you don't have to have professional photography. You can take your own images of your own models in front of a solid background like a white wall or a piece of construction paper or a brick wall. You just enter into the different categories. There are 10 categories. They're straight, wavy, curly, and coily. You can choose upstyle or downstyle for professionals, and that's 8 categories. And we have 2 categories for students. That's the upstyle category and the downstyle category. But here's the thing. Sometimes artists would like to try other hair textures than they're accustomed to, but they don't have the know-how. So we've got classes for you live and in person in New York City in May and June. We'll be focusing on each of the hair textures, but let me tell you, here's the thing. My sponsors really came for this education hard. We are giving away over $250 in products and tools in the gift bags for coming to the classes. They want to make sure you are well equipped to take care of all hair textures. Can I share who my amazing sponsors are?
Absolutely. Please, we insist.
Oh, my goodness. Let me tell you, I got the good sponsors. I have WeDad, Curls, Wet Brush, and BioIonic. Those are our gold and platinum sponsors. Then we have Moroccan Oil, BioLodge, Raw Luxury by Lauren, Read the Tees, Aveda Arts and Sciences, and Social Art House. These
and guess
are
what?
Life
you can add therapy to that list, my brand. I'll send you out some wonderful discount coupons and all that wonderful good stuff for our product line as well, just to say thank you.
Oh, wonderful.
Is that not
wonderful.
Nice?
That would be amazing.
Absolutely. So this sounds amazing to me, I have to say. So the event, what's been the feedback from the stylists? What have you been hearing? And how are they coming along with their preparation and all of that?
Oh, they are so excited. So many people couldn't believe that I launched this in 2021. We had 350 entries, but more importantly, we had 27,000 public votes of people who cared about who won this competition, 27,000. I kept saying, wow, this count must be wrong, and it wasn't. We have our own dedicated platform for you to apply to, styleawards.com. So I'm saying that to say I'm not sitting here counting likes and follows on Instagram. Those are cool, but we have our own platform.
Exactly.
Artists are reaching out now saying that they're getting their models together. They're asking me, oh, Monet, I don't know what to do. I can't afford a photographer. And I'm reassuring them, that's fine because you don't have to have a photographer.
I almost fell out of my chair. First of all, I love it. And I'll tell you why. We're at a different phase now. We're at a different place, if you will, you know, with regards to all that and promotions and so forth. And everybody is used to seeing images from the phones. It's become acceptable in every
exactly.
way. So this is something, and you're also saving the stylist money. They don't always have those kind of funds to just, you know, hire a professional photographer. And trust me, I take pictures, I know.
It's an undertaking.
Absolutely. Two thumbs up to you for that. So outstanding. So now TextureStyleAwards.com, that's where we want to send folks to find out all about this. I'm super, super hyped. And the other thing I want to go ahead, please. I don't want to interrupt you there.
So, yes, that's where you're going to go to find out all the information. I had a young lady ask such a great question yesterday about how to map out her mood board. She really wanted to put some effort into her entry. And my recommendations to her were to look through images that you like. Pinterest is a great place. Instagram. Yes. There are so many online overseas publications of hairstyles. Decide what you like and you don't like about the style. Decide what texture of hair you want to create the style in. And then decide the shape of the hair. And that is a great starting point. I'll give you guys a hint. Most hairstyles are either round, triangle, square, or rectangular. Make sure that shape is in and it is symmetrical. That's the most important thing. Oh, and also, if you're trying to decide which category to submit your entry in, it is not the hair texture you begin with. It is the hair texture you end with. So if you start with a client and she has naturally coily hair, or as many people like to say, natural hair, and you decide you want to straighten that hair, you want to give it a great blow dry and then put an updo, you're going to enter her into the straight up style category.
Uh-huh.
If your client naturally has straight hair and you want to add some waves to that, now she's in the wavy category. You can put her in the wavy down style or wavy up style category. We want to celebrate your creativity. We're not telling you what to do. We want to be in awe when you present to us the beautiful work that you've created.
Ah, the finished product. Oh, I'm loving it. Okay. Now, when you mentioned about the winners and that they're able to, you know, be taking advantage of the folks that you have a lot of amazing partners who will be doing all kinds of things. I also want to toss in the Hair Radio Morning Show. We want to carry some of those incredible winners. They're invited to come here and
do
interviews and talk about your incredible event, the Texture Style Awards. We want them to come here and tell us about their experience. Absolutely.
Amazing. I mean, just amazing. It will be wonderful to have them. They will, once they win, they'll be embarking on a new part of their career. Many hairstylists don't know there's so many things you can do in the hair industry beyond the chair. And one of those things are being a media consultant or working with brands as a celebrity artist or a spokesperson. If that's the case, these brands find you, one, by winning competitions, and two, by your media outreach. So it's so amazing that you have this awesome radio show and you give a voice to so many hairstylists, helping them to take the next step in their career. You're so welcome.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for that. And you're 1,000,000% right, because we talk to folks every day, and we talk to hairstylists who, and quite a few say, listen, well, we love doing hair, but I also want to get from behind the chair, and how can, you know, what else is out there? So what you're doing is incredibly important. I want to say that. So listen, let me just remind everybody, we'll get everybody up to speed here. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines. My very, very special guest is Monet Everett. Now, she is a celebrity hairstylist, and she's also the founder of this incredible event called the Texture Style Awards.
And I just love it. I love all the information. They have their own site at texturestyleawards.com. You need to check them out. And now I want to ask you a little bit, Monet, about your classes. Can you just elaborate a little bit more on the classes so we can send some folks up to take advantage of all of that?
Absolutely. So I'm going to have classes from the end of May into early June, and these classes are awesome for if you want to come out and learn about a particular hair texture, and they can also help you if you decide you want to enter Texture Style Awards, so you're not required. So we'll have two classes per day, one class in the morning where we'll really be working on the fundamentals of styling that hair texture. They will be co-facilitated with myself and another artist. And then the second class, that VIP class, is where we'll really kick up the styling a notch, and we'll focus on how to photograph your own work for the competition. It's going to be really personal. You can ask any questions you like. When I did this in 2021, it was just so emotional because people asked questions about hair textures, and we got to the heart of why they were scared to try to work with hair textures out of their norm. You have to first think and visualize what you're going to do before your heart moves and your hands are able to move. So many times, as we know, hair has more in common than not, but there were mental blocks that artists were having for why they chose not to work with another hair texture. And I want to be really blunt. We're not only calling out white stylists who can't work with curly and coily hair. Right. There are many Black artists who struggle to work with straight and wavy hair. Or let's take it a step further. There are artists who work with curly and coily hair every day in the salon, and they only straighten it or they only do a wash and go. They have not found a way to bring their creativity into working with hair textures. So we say Texture Style Awards because this is not about race. Regardless of who you were born with at least one of the four hair textures, coily, curly, wavy or straight. I have an aunt. I am a Black woman. I have an aunt whose hair is so straight when she wets it, it doesn't curl up. Okay? I have worked with many white clients who have very tight, coily hair. Take race out of it and focus on being the best beauty professional you can be. And let's get out here, win some awards. Oh, did I mention that our sponsors are giving over $250 and get bags away just for coming to the class? I saw a curling iron in there. I saw shampoos and conditioners. I saw scrunchies. I saw combs and brushes. I said, are y'all basically paying people to come to the class? What is happening?
This is just a wonderful little added bonus for just, how awesome.
They want to make sure that you're either able to continue to style the clients you have or that you're prepared for more clients. They want to make sure that you are able to style any client of any hair texture, and they're setting you up for success. Carrie, $250 worth of products and tools?
That is amazing.
I said, can I get a gift bag? They're like, you're teaching. I'm saying, yeah, but I need a gift bag because this is amazing right here.
Oh, I'm loving it. Monet, Everett, I'm loving all of this, okay? So now just remind everybody, I know we have the texturestyleawards.com. If there's any place else you want to send folks to check some things out when they have a moment, because this is big, everybody. And remind everybody the dates and all of that. New York City is the place to be, okay, for this. Very important. Okay.
Absolutely. So you can follow us on Instagram or Facebook at Texture Style Awards. And I want to be really clear, there's no D after texture. So Texture Style Awards on Instagram and Facebook, TextureStyleAwards.com. Come join us live and in person in the classes in May and June in New York City. If you can't come to New York City, we have virtual options as well. So you can watch from anywhere in the world, and you'll check out those classes and be amazed with the things that we do with all of the different hair textures. They will all be represented in the different classes. Your entries for Texture Style Awards are due by June 30th. So you can send in up to 3 images per category. Once again, 10 categories. Straight, wavy, curly, and coily, up style or down style. And we have 2 student categories. We have student up style and student down style. Due at texturestyleawards.com by June 30th. We will have a panel of celebrity judges judging your first round. Oh, we didn't even get into the judges.
Wow.
We got Ursula. Yes, we've got Ursula Steven judging. We've got Rebecca Taylor. We've got Greg Gilmore of Moroccan Oil, Confessions of a Hairstylist, Jenny Strebe, Marquetta Breslin. Oh, my God, the wig queen. Janelle Seeley.
The next go round, do let me know.
You're
I'm
in.
There.
Absolutely.
Okay.
We've got Kia Neal, Color King. We've got Darius Thomas. And my reason for having so many amazing celebrity judges is I'm helping you create connections so that you can have these relationships. It's not about who you know. It's about who knows you. Texture Style Awards is putting you in a position to be known by top celebrity artists in the hair industry. So they will be judging your entries at the beginning of July. At the end of July, we'll open it up for public votes. Remember, in 2021, we got 27,000 public votes. People cared. And then that gives you just enough time to pack your stuff, meet us in New York, August 13th at SoHo at the Aveda Arts and Sciences Institute.
It gets no better than that. It gets no better than that. Monet Everett, I just want to say thank you. I mean, you're doing so many amazing things to help the hairstylists. You're like the partner, the best partner to the Hair Radio Show brand. So we are just loving it. Yes, great job. TextureStyleAwards.com. Please check it out. And certainly, please come to the classes. Be fully engaged in this. This is important, and it's for our community. And we're just so excited about it. So we love the hair community. We want it to grow, literally. So you're doing some amazing things out there. Now, anybody that you want to shout out to before we sign off this morning?
I want to shout out to all of the amazing hairstylists who know that God has more for them than to only work at the salon. Working at the salon is amazing, but if God gave you a bigger dream, know that this is your opportunity to do something new and different.
I love it. And on that note, I just want to say, we want all of you guys out there to listen out for Monet's commercial that will just be playing right here throughout the end of time, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're just so proud of all that you have accomplished and continue to do the work. You, we need to have you win your own award. Okay, Monet, you really do. You deserve it. So good stuff going on out there. So.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Kerry Hines.
With Barry Wilder and Michael Hopkins. Michael, it was such a great show this week. Such great shows, I should say. It was a great show today as well. And you guys just heard from Monet Everett and the incredible TextureStyleAwards.com and all that. You don't want to miss that. Michael, great show. I thought it was fantastic. What about you?
Yes, sir. Super fantastic.
Okay. Listen, folks, go out and make it a great Friday. It's been an incredible week. We'll be back on Tuesday with our next live broadcast again, Tuesday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. And we'll see you back here for Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday of next week. We got some amazing new folks who'll be dropping in that you have not met before.
And I want to welcome our new sponsor, which is the Incredible Texture Salon, which you'll be hearing from them a whole lot more from Monet Everett. I want to say thank you to Rugged Evolution Beard Care for just being with us forever. Divine Energy Luxury Candles, the amazing folks. What can I say? We're just so happy, again, with all the folks. Just Salon Towels, we don't want to forget them. Go to justsalontowels.com and get all their wonderful details on their bleach-resistant towels. And, again, I'm Carrie Hines with Michael Hopkins. Thank you to Cole Marie and our entire team at Hair Radio. So much good stuff next week. We'll see you. Make it a great weekend, and we'll see you back here again on Tuesday. Let's go ahead and get our outro started with Ophelia. Thanks again. Great show, Mike.
It's time again to bring today's edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show to a close. On behalf of program creator Carrie Hines and the entire broadcast family, we say thank you to our fans for tuning in, and we hope you enjoyed today's presentation. It's a great honor to get your day started in the most informative and entertaining way possible, and we at Hair Radio take that task very seriously. I'm Ophelia, one of the newest additions to the lineup at the Hair Radio Morning Show. First, let's thank our incredible advertisers, beginning with our legacy sponsors. Rugged